Hello, my name is Mike Perna from Inroads Ministries, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Mirrors, crystal balls, pools of water, a myriad of other magical objects. Whether it's Disney movies, fantasy novels, or your weekend D&D game, our stories are filled with one character or another utilizing some spell or magic object to get a glimpse of something that either is happening far away or hasn't even happened yet. If you allow me a call back to my last visit here to the Daily Devo, the movie The Flight of Dragons had not one, but two different instances of this in the same story. It's a helpful device regardless of medium, moving a plot forward when the characters have no idea where to go or how to get there. But there's a problem. The visions brought forth this way are limited. They can even be dangerous. The person may be in a vulnerable state while they're seeing those visions. There's no way of gathering a larger context beyond the immediacy of the spell. There may be truth in what's seen, but that truth might be warped like a funhouse mirror, or maybe it plays out like walking into the wrong moment of a conversation in a sitcom. In D&D, for example, the scrying spell used to see people or objects at great distance, well, that can be thwarted by other spells or magical items to the point that there isn't a vision at all. Even when it does work, the caster only sees what is there from that exact moment the spell is enacted. Nothing before it or beyond its reach. With just a bit of cunning, the right party can even identify the target of the spell and, well, set a scene to their choosing. They can display power they don't actually have to stir fear in their enemies. They can confuse the truth of their location with a little bit of decor. Or even display weakness to set a trap for the one doing the scrying. In this way, something that was meant to give instruction, guidance, or advantage actually turns into confusion, misdirection, and hindrance. If you want to see that in action, just pay attention to the way scrying is used by and on the Mighty Nine of Critical Role during the latter half of Campaign 2. It's in all of us to trust our vision, assuming that we're seeing things clearly and objectively. It's why we've all probably heard somebody say, "I'll believe it when I see it with my own eyes." As I currently adjust my glasses to see the text of the script on the screen, however, I'm well aware that our vision can easily be lacking and in need of assistance. This isn't just understood by the Bible, it's directly addressed in it. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12, is a passage I've heard a lot. "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known." Folks will use that verse to lean into the challenges that come from trusting God when you don't understand what he's doing at the time. But I want to look at this verse again in the larger context of chapter 13. It's a familiar chapter on the whole, but just indulge me a little bit while I read it. "If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three, but the greatest of these is love." There are a number of points that can be drawn from this passage, but there's one that flows under and through all of them. We're all just trying to figure out what the truth is. but we're trying to see it through a series of lenses, some of which we don't even know are there in the first place. It can make us feel powerful when we're actually on the wrong path. It can make us feel weak when we are actually in the place of strength. All we can do is step towards God with enough humility to realize that the road we see so clear before us is absolutely riddled with traps and pitfalls. That we, and everyone else on the road, will stumble into danger and strife in the pursuit of truth. One day, the one who knows us fully will remove the mirrors and let us see how he sees. Until then, we can either get our feet stuck in a bear trap alone, or we can walk beside each other and learn from each other's experiences on our way to the quest's end. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Mike Perna for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never let anyone call you suboptimal.